Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'ulim in the Sefer HaKadosh Mesillas Yesharim. We are in the fourth parak of the Mesillas Yesharim. It says in Reina Rabbeinu that what brings a person to Zihilus is Leman HaTorah, B'mashir HaMperichas Ben Yair, that Torah brings to Zihilus, and specifically when you contemplate the severity of the service to which man is obligated and the depth of the judgment incurred for it. You have to study the holy books, study the statements of our sages, and this reflection has varying degrees of arousing. There are those who are of Shlemi Adas, wholeness of understanding, lesser understanding, and the general masses, those of wholeness of understanding, will be aroused to watchfulness, or they're coming to see that only perfection and nothing else is worthy of their desire. There's no greater even the lack of perfection and distance from it. For after this has become clear, and likewise after it become clear to them that the means to perfection are good deeds and midas, they will never consent to diminish these means or be lenient in them. Since it has become clear to them that they diminish these means or weaken these means, they will not attain true perfection, rather be reduced in proportion to their reduction in exerting themselves to the necessary extent, leaving them lacking in perfection, which is a great calamity and great evil to them. Therefore they will choose only to maximize these means, be very machmir. Therefore, they will find no rest or peace due to worry lest they possibly lack what will bring them to the perfection which they desire. That's what Shlomo HaMelech said. Asher adam mefachei tamid, fortunate is the man who is always afraid. Meaning he's afraid that he's not going to keep the Torah. The pinnacle of this level is called fear of sin, one of the greatest levels, and that is a person is constantly afraid and worried lest he have in his hand some trace of sin which obstructs him from the perfection that he is under duty to strive for. And in that Chazal say, that lots of love of each person is burned from the chuppah of his friend. This burning doesn't refer to jealousy. Rather, it's due to seeing oneself lacking from the perfection that he was capable of attaining, just as his fellow attained it. So it's not that you're jealous, you want to have what he has. But you see what he attained, you say, hey, why didn't I do that? I could have done that. Through the contemplation, certainly one of wholeness, of understanding, will not refrain from being watchful of his deeds because he wants to become the best person he could possibly be. And those of lesser understanding will be aroused to watchfulness according to their perceptions. Namely, according to the matter of honor that they crave. It's evident to every man of faith that the various levels in the world of truth, the world to come, are according to one's levels of deeds, and that one is only elevated over his fellows if his deeds are greater than his fellows. But one whose deeds are fewer will be lowered. So you have the people who have CPF for Shlemus. So they want to be careful because they know that that's the purpose. That's what we're here for. And they want to become the best people they can possibly be. And they understand that's the only thing one should seek out for. And they're always worried that they're not going to reach their potential. They don't want to be chasim and hashlemus, but people on a lower level, they are thinking about the olam emes, that it's going to cause them pain when they go to the olam emes and they see that they're not where they wanted to be, where they could have been. So that's going to be their motivation, the motivation of the shleimei das, that they want to be the best people they could possibly be. They realize, what's life without shlemus? And the Pchusim is they're worried about Olam Haba, how they're going to look in Olam Haba. So how can a man hide his eye from his deeds or slacken his striving in attaining this? For afterwards, certainly he will suffer. At the time, he can no longer rectify what he already made crooked. So they are fools. They want to lighten the burden on themselves. They reply, why should we weary ourselves with so much piety and separation? With so much chassidus and prishus. It's enough for us not to be among the wicked sentenced to Gehenna. We will not strain ourselves just to enter the innermost chambers of Gan Eden. If we don't have a large portion, at least we'll have a small portion. It's enough for us. We will not further burden the yoke of our load just for this. Amnam Shelachas Nishamayim, let's ask him a question. Can they be so easily tolerate in this fleeting world the sight of one of their peers being honored and elevated above them and coming to rule over them? Or worse still, if this is one of their servants, one of the beggars which are lowly and despicable in their eyes, wouldn't they be filled with pain? They wouldn't be able to take such a thing. Behold, we see with our own eyes that all of man's labor is to raise himself over anyone he can to establish his place among those more elevated. There is jealousy between man and his fellow, for if he sees his fellow being elevated or he remains lowly, certainly what he tolerates will only be what he is forced to tolerate because of his inability to prevent it, but his heart will rot within him. In other words, in this world, in this imaginary and false world, they can't be lower than their friends. This world of vanity and false, it's certainly in the Olam Emes, not going to be able to take them. It's tolerance, which they adopt in order to lighten on themselves the severity of the service's body, deceit, which their evil inclination is poised to incite them and has no basis whatsoever in truth. So there will be no room for this incitement if they saw the truth of the matter. But since they don't seek the truth, but go on in their erroneous ways willingly, this incitement will not leave them until the time when they will no longer avail. For it will not be in their power to rectify what they had ruined, which Shlomo HaMelech said. Whatever your hand finds to do with your power, do it. For there is no deed, nor account, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the Sheol where you are going. The explanation is what a man can do while the power is granted to him in his hands by the Creator, namely the power of free will, granted to him all days of his life, with which he chooses and is commanded to do. Behold, he will not be able to do more in the grave and pit, for this power of free will will no longer be in his hands. Thus one who has failed to do many good deeds in his lifetime, it is impossible to do them afterwards, since he no longer has free will after his death. And he did not make an accounting of his deeds while alive will no longer have the opportunity to do it then. And he who has not become wise in this world will not become wise in the grave. This is what it says, there is no deed nor account in the Sheol where you are going. Ach! Hayhalel l'chol ha'amun, but the general masses will be roused to watchfulness. See, now you're going to get the general masses to be roused to watchfulness when they talk about reward and punishment. כי מי יעמוד ביום הדין ומי יצטק לפני בור אשר בשקפוס ומתקתקס על כל דבר קודם וגדול. It is in truth that his property continues to shudder in fear. Who will stand in the day of judgment? Who will be found righteous before his creator? Whose sight scrutinizes all things, great and small. The Rav, in the Shmonek Vatsim, writes, Lo bi tzavon ve lo pachtanut ve lo chalishut. צריכים לפנות אל אור האלוהי. כל מה שיעמיק בתורה ידע ויחוש כמה רומם ונשגב כמה אמת ואמיץ הוא אור הגדול הזה. לא יוצא בשום אופן להיות חי חיים ומללים. מקושמים ומזוהמים חשוכים ואפלים שאינו עוררים חיים מקור חיים חוכמה ובינה מתפלש בהם. In other words, the Ramchal says that the motivation for Zahirus among the masses is concern for Omek Adin and hope for Schar. Maran Rav clarifies in the Shmonek Vatsim that the more person is ma'amik b'Torah, he's going to no longer be a member of the Hamon. Because it's better not to keep the Torah. Not be tzavon out of sadness. Not be pachdanut out of fearfulness. And not be chalishut out of weakness. We turn to the light of God. Where rather the deeper you go into Torah, the more you're going to appreciate how elevated it is. You're not going to want to live this unfortunate life. This super gashmiistic life. This dark life where there's no light of God. Who is the source of life, the source of chachm, the source of bina. So the ideal is not get yourself out of the hamon or just worried about schar v'onish. And see the glory of Torah. The Rav writes in the Pinkasim and Pinkas Samach in Pinkas Dalet Eretz Yisrael miyuchedet lesgulat avat Hashem itbarach alken adrecha shel am Hashem bearzo צריכה להיות על פי דרכי אהבה, לא על פי דרך של יראת העונש, שאין רואה להשתמש בה בקביעות. No, the Ramchal says, you want to get the Amon out to keep mitzvahs? You have to be worried about the din lasid lava. And the Rav says that in Eretz Yisrael, the hadrach al pi yiras onesh bekviyus is not going to be helpful, not going to be harmful. Ha'adrachal shal pi yirat onesh enal lasid kuri klal. Rather, Rav mozeh ti etnagid fel kavut mitzvei tzadim. This hadrachal, this in yiras onesh, is not going to bear fruit. Another Rav is going to find opposition. From all sides. And therefore, הדרך האחד המיוחד הרומם קרן ישראל וארץ ישראל להרחיב את המוסר שמאהבת השם יתברך באהבת המור וארצו. And the way to do it, to elevate the crown of Israel, the horn of Israel, in Eretz Yisrael, is to expand Musar. Loving God, and loving the nation, and loving the land. That's the way to do it in Eretz Yisrael. Rav writes in the Inaya Perek Tet Ot Lamed Chet Sechet Shabbat Yisurei Hanefesh Hem Gedolim Meikim Yoter Rabbe Meyisurei Haguf Yirat Onesh Shetzichah Letikunos Shel Olam Sira Shetitkarev Betziura Umachshavta LaAdam. Note that the Ramchal says that a person is roi lehizdazea, he should be shaken up by the Yom Adin. And the Rav clarifies that it's hard for a person to feel a spiritual punishment to his soul in the next world because he's in his body and he doesn't understand how much his surei nefesh causing pain. That's why he says, Yisurei Guf are gedol misurei nefesh. But Yisurei Sa'inesh, which is Yisurei Nefesh, in order that's needed for the tikkun of the world, you need Yisurei Sa'inesh, It has to become close to the tzior in a person's. A person has to have some sort of illustration, some sort of hamchasha. V'asher l'ashlim yirat ha'onis tzarich limud sh'lisharut ha'nefesh tzarah v'onsha. V'onish shulchani eino mitzuyar yifer l'adam ha'tavu v'nishmat v'gashmut ha'yuchu sha. Al ken bar chalom ha'rashi v'mitzaer et adam v'tzar nimrat v'pachat shabalot sh'ol v'yishel ha'musag mirat ha'onish ha'ruchani shal ha'nefesh. This is the ninth paragraph of Sechus Brachos. And therefore, in order to be mashed in the Yerus Onesh, he needs a bad dream. And then he can have some sort of a musig of spiritual pain. He has this great fear in his dream. And then he sees, now I see how the soul can be in agony, even though it's not physical pain. Just the soul is in agony. That's what he gets from dreams. Once again, it's hard to be mizdazeah from Yeris Onesh because it's talking about the soul and we're only connected to the body. And that's why a scary dream will do it for a person because then he feels he's surah nefesh. The Rav writes in Enaya Perakei Ot Peitet Hatchalat Siyurei HaMusar, the ביטוי ציור in the כתבי הרב means תוצאה של כוח פעולה, an outcome of a power of an action. Just like the ציור על דף נייר is an outcome of the action of a person. So to the ציור, here, when he says Hatchalat Siyurei HaMusar HaElyonim UMitzuyar MiTziur Machshava V'Chashash Mirat HaOnesh VaHefsed. So the Rav means Totzaat HaKoach HaMachshavti VaHarikshi Shel HaAdam, the outcome of the power of thought and emotion of man, that his Siyurav HaMusarim, his moral pictures are the machshavos and hargashos about musar. That's what he means. The beginning, hatchalat, siyurei hamusar. He mitziyur yirat ha'onesh v'hefsed. In other words, the Ramchal says that for the hamon am, they should show them the Omek Adin Ve'Onesh. And the Rav says, no. Not only Hamon Am needs this, everybody has to be Choshesh Onesh. Because the fear of Din is the basis, it's the base basis for great milas. And he says elsewhere in Enayan, Shabbos, Perek Beis, Oskuf Samaches, the Yeris Onesh, even when it's pretty small, it has a good pu'ula, it has a good effect, and then it has, it's elevated, the more a person's das is elevated. And therefore don't have tsar at the beginning. The Yeris HaRomus doesn't really chap you. So again, Hatzat Tziurei HaMusar. And again, when I say Tziur, I mean Totzah Shel Koach Pu'ula. Here, Totzah Shel Koach HaMachshavti V'Rakshi Shel Adam. So the outcome of your thoughts and feelings. So the Hatzat Tziurei HaMusar, it has to start there. It has to start. The outcome of a person's thoughts at the beginning have to be Yiras Onish Ve'efsed. Vim Avad Yish Cheshbon. In other words, the Ramchal says for the Hamonam, and the Rabbi is saying for everybody. Vim Avad Yish Cheshbon. Shleich Patro Mikol Efsed Shagielach. Adiav Karat Atzmo V'Chayav Gvura. Makom Shlo Raui. Ovedu Et Yisod Musari Tchilato. Lo Yichal Avon Min Amalot Tshlimot Agvot. And if a person doesn't care about Onesh, he says he's mafkir himself, he's mafkir his life, couldn't care less. So he loses the foundation of Yiras Onesh from the beginning, and he'll never get to Shlemus. This will lead to have chaos. The person can say, yeah, let me get punished. Who cares? Who cares? Torture me. I don't care. I'm going to do what I want to do. I can destroy the world. So Ramchal says that it's for the masses. They need Yiras Hamish. The rest is everybody needs Yiras Hamish. That's where it starts. Hatrat Tziorah Musar. The beginning of the tziurim, the beginning of the pictures, the actualization of one's koach machshava. The outcome of the koach machshava has to be yiras ha'onesh. That's where it begins. You can't say, I don't care, I'm going to get punished. That's dangerous for society. The Rav writes in the Pinkasim, Pinkas Heo Tet Zayin, החיסרון הבא לרגלי המניעה הכללית של הלימוד הרוחני בעניינים הנאורים הוא מה שמושג הלוקות הולך ובנחשך. העמות האלוקית כלולה אצל ההמון וגם היחידים שהם רואים להיות למהירי דרך להם רק בתור כוח תקיף שאין למלאת ממנו וכרך להשתבד אליו. בני הסכנה האמורה של אי האמונה והכל בתור חמת מלך תקיף בעל זרוע. אמונה כזו מתמתמת היא את הלב ומונעת את הדימות הנפש. The חיסרון that comes when one's not learning about godly matters, about spiritual matters, is because the concept of godliness becomes darkened. And the essence of godliness is encapsulated by the masses and even the individuals that should be shining the light to the people, only as this power that you can't run away from, and you have to be meshubbet to, you have to be subordinate to. And he's a big, strong, powerful king. And you better be careful. Otherwise, he's going to whack you. Such an emunah, emunah kazo mitamtemet yet halev. It seals up the heart. Umanat et adinut hanefesh al adam litkabel. And prevents the gentleness of the soul of man to be misgaber. Ad shekfira motzit makom lamod merkaz ha-musariyut. And then kfira finds a way to stand at the center of morality. Yirat onesh madenukad v'yotor tachtona. Av bishigam hi yafa. שמחוברת עם אורחם הגדול. במקום כאילו מהנוגע זה יכול להאריך ימים, והמומה התחילת להרגיש משבר רוחני עצום ונורא מאוד. אחרי כבר מומנת לדעת לבסיס את החובה לא הפחתנות מוחה, כי על המאור של ההכרה העליונה. זאת אומרת, the Ramchal says, that for the המון העם, you have to show them the עומק הדין ועונש, you have to show them what terrible punishments await them, if they don't keep Torah mitzvahs. And the Rav explains now, if you just emphasize the Omek Adin, it's not going to last. It's not going to last. It's metamtem the lev. If that's all they're getting, if that's all they're getting about God, that's metamtem, just that he's this big scary guy in the sky who's going to punish you, that's metamtem the lev. And it prevents the Adin Sanefesh. And then he becomes a kofa. And the kfira that spreads among the people is because the primary motivation for keeping the Torah is punishment. And we want to go higher than that. We don't just want to go to the place of punishment. There is punishment. There is punishment. We have to know there's punishment. That's not what the nation wants. The nation wants more than that. More than just that. We want to go somewhere higher. Right, there has to be this Romulus. When a person sees God, the greatness of God, the wonders of Hashem, the love of Hashem, these are much higher than just, oh, I'm going to get whacked. And that's what causes people to be kofer. That's what makes people angry. And it just won't last. Ramchal says, L'chol Amon, you have to talk to them about Schar Vonesh. Not only Schar Vonesh. So first of all, we saw it's not only Hamon, and everybody needs some Schar Vonesh, according to the Rav. And not only that, if you just do Schar Vonesh, it's very dangerous. And in Eretz Yisrael is not the place to talk about Schar Vonesh. That's not the emphasis. Of course the Schar Vonesh. But there can't be the emphasis in Eretz Yisrael. The Rav writes in the Pinkasim, in Nispachim Al Talif, המוסר מלא שחורה שיראת העונש הוא טוב בעצמו ויפה כשבא בשיעורו, נועד הוא בהרחבתו לאותם הנפשות הגסות, שכוח גלשתן כהי הוא, ואינן שורדות גם כן מאישו, עד כדי דכתור של חורבן, כי מפי אותה מידה עוצמה, עוצמת ההפחדה, הדרושה ומועלת, לבצר למעלם את קושי הלב של ברבריות ושל נבלה שפלה, לא כן נפשות העדינות המסודרות בחומה בדעת קדושים, אם נסגיר אותם בחוג צר ונרחץ, של ההשפעה החשוכה מאיימת לבדה, כי אותה שמבטאים בשם יראת העונש, מביאים אותם לידי תכתוך מורה, לידי התבטאות וחלישות, שכל פרחי כשונותיהם גבלו. הגבורות המורות והחשיכות, אשר רצו כל גדר ועברו כל גבול, הסניעו כל קודש, השחיתו לבבות רבים מכל קושת ודת. הם עצמם יזלנו חיל לחוז בית החיים, נעלה את כל כושר, את כל מוג, לבב, נפש נמוכה. זאת אומרת, שהרמח"ל אומר, ופדמון עם, יצפילין תשאול ליום הקדין ועונש, The Rav says that only in נפשות גסות מוסר כזה מוריד. הנפשות עדינות הוא מזיק כשהוא לבדו. If a person has a gentle soul, the Rav says, טוב יפה, נועד הוא בהחלטו לאותם הנפשות הגסות. It's something that's only language they can understand. The only language they understand is reward and punishment. It's not that's even the language of reward and punishment. Because they have this barbarism to them, and that'll keep them at bay. But it's not like that with the nefashot ha'adinot, with the gentle souls, that are mesuga for chokhmah das kedusha. If we put them in a narrow place of yiras onesh alom, it's going to come to weakness and depression. They're going to lose their power, their talents. And this excessive emphasis on punishment made holiness ugly to people. So you got to be careful. Okay, so Hashem are not denying Schar Onesh, but you have to know how to use it, who to use it, how much to use it. And Ritz Hashem, we will continue our series in the Silz Hasharim, and we will see more Niflos, and hopefully Mischazik and Aron Avoda, and hopefully we'll be Me'a Shleme Das. That what gets them going is the fact that they want to be close to Hashem, and they realize the purpose of life, they want to go high. They do what's right because it's right, and not for ulterior motives, and for schar, and for onish, and things like that. But because it's Ratzon Hashem, and that's their purpose, and what else is life worth if not to reach shleimus? So please stay tuned for much, much more. Shalom, shalom.